Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. Hesitate in the presence of my adversaries. Negotiate at the table of my enemy or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you with us tonight.
Good evening.
And every night.
Amen.
Brother Dan, welcome from the seat of your truck or the seat of your house. Or the seat on the side of the road in the park. Good to have you with us tonight. Here we go. There goes that echo again. Isn't that something? Let's go live on Facebook Live. Even got a notification.
Oh, me too. That's highly unusual.
Oh, I guess we got them all. I only had one emoji, but now they all popped up. So, welcome, everybody. Happy, 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 happy New Year to you. I mean, happy Saturday to you.
Saturday to you all. So good to be here with you on this beautiful weekend.
On a beautiful weekend.
So would everybody do today? Anything fun and exciting?
Harmony Leanne Ford, welcome to you.
Hello.
Good to have you here this evening.
So good to see you.
It's always good to have the good folks with us and the bad folks staying away.
Amen.
Okay. Not quite sure what that was all about, but anyways.
Well, we don't want to hang out with any bad people here. We don't ever make a habit of it. Everybody that comes here sees us good. At least for the most part. And the ones that aren't, we send away. Hi, Sunday.
Hi, Sunday. Welcome.
How are you?
We're doing good. How about you?
Good, good.
Happy Saturday night to you.
I'm anxious for the word, sir. Chrissy, bless her heart, I sent it to Chris, you know, and she was reading the one about Revelation. She got into that, and I said, honey, they've got more, you know, so she's been reading up on it. I said, you've got,
that's
she was telling
awesome.
Me about, yes, it is. I've been praying very hard for my family. You know, when you want your loved ones so bad to go,
yep.
you have to step back and let the Lord do his thing because
yes.
we interfere. And that's what God told me a long time ago, so I had to back off. And Chrissy said the Ukrainian thing got weeping at work. She said it just broke her heart. Think what they're going through. She says, Mom, I've never had anything affect me like it is. She says, I literally stopped working and started praying right at work.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I says, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I says, honey, you're going to be because you're sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You're listening to him.
Yeah.
Pray for him because God will make a way. If God has to place his holy angels there, which
Amen.
I'm sure he has, I've been praying for that. Because they'll run like little puppies with their tails between their legs.
Yeah. Wow. Keep speaking it, Sunday. You go, girl.
Gotta walk my talk, honey. I was told that a long time ago by a minister's wife, who I was good friends with. In fact, her husband, Doyle Israel, was a minister. And he had that little church out on by Rifle River there.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Morrison Street or something like that road. I can't remember the name of it. It was just a little church, and he could preach. He's with the Lord now. He had cancer.
Okay.
And, you know, it was sad because he left, but she was rejoicing because he's with the Lord, and his family's up there. His father was a minister. His brother was a Christian, which was my brother-in-law. And my sister JoJo is there. What a family reunion. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, I'm kind of jealous. They're up there just having a great old time. My sister Blanche is there, devout Christian, just full of the love of the Lord. She was driving me nuts because I always told her, I said, you dream a lot, kid. You know, you're a dreamer. And I said, reality check here. You know, I was always the one that was factual, you know, to the point. And she was always saying, but you got to dream. But you also have to have the imagination to do so.
Yeah, amen.
Did you go out in the deep end here, sis? You know, I could tell her that. She was 6 years older than me. She was like a second mom. I loved her. She was just peachy.
Yeah.
And she passed away. She had cancer of the brain. When she passed away, I talked to her on a Wednesday night. I was living in Ohio. And I was crying so hard. Because she told me, she says, if you love me, let me go. That was the hardest thing I ever had
to do. Yeah, that's,
wow.
that's a tough deal right there.
That was the last time I talked to her. She died that Friday at home.
That's
they were waiting for the ambulance to get there. And my sisters and my sister Jo and my sister Pam, they were all going up to her house to celebrate her 50th birthday. 49th and 50-year birthday. Her birthday was on the 7th of February. She died the 5th.
Wow.
So it was like, everybody was kind of like, whoa, you know?
Right down to the end. Well,
Yeah.
You know, people, you can tell people don't want to leave their loved ones behind, but man, as soon as they get one glimpse of glory, they're like, oh, you guys will be all right. Everything, it's all going to be good. You're going to be all right.
Oh, my goodness. There's the man.
There's Mr. Chris. Hello.
Hi. Andrew, can you wish me around the house? There were their showy mouths.
Oh, good. We've been waiting for the tour.
Andrew, the good Lord, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. Are you so happy in your new house?
Yeah, I'm a bit shy.
Oh, off we go.
I love it.
Hey, so you leave me in the doorway. Come on.
Wow, Chris,
that
looks
very
nice.
Okay, push me in the bathroom, not in the wall.
That's good. Everybody's got to be able to see the bathroom. Everybody's, you know, you got a deal you got to do.
Very, very
Oh, yeah, nice. I mean, it's set up for handicap accessible.
Oh, that's wonderful, hon. That is super.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is nice.
Thank you, Lord. Wow, that's beautiful.
He don't give junk. It's 100% plus. That is awesome.
Hey, turn on the closet light, Andrew.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's so big.
Wonderful closet.
Wow.
Well, I'm trying to make it be the video we're all watching, but I don't seem to know how to do that.
If we all mute, will it take over?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to all mute. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, everybody mute your mics, and it'll let his take over. Aw, look at the other little one. Wow, Chris, that is very, very nice.
Well, things that way, and if we have a laundry room that way, a basement that way, and a garage that way, and then we come out in the main part of the house. It's nice. It's wide open.
It is nice and wide open.
We have a cold and open concept, where the only thing we got is like a bar for the kitchen.
Wow, that's nice.
Maddie. Can you say hello, Maddie?
Yes, they're so cute.
And then we have cupcake. Okay. That's the boys' room. And then we go this way to the bath. Here's the bathroom. And we have the girls' room right here.
Wow, nice.
Okay, now you got to see the house. I can't go down to the basement. I can have Andrew run down to the basement and show you, but whoa. Andrew, what are you doing?
Okay.
He's going to push you down the stairs and say, see, watch.
Would you like to see the basement?
No, that's up to you. We most definitely want to see the house, but we also understand.
And then we're going to the basement.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Ooh, somebody's getting their basement redone.
Wow, that's huge.
Very nice.
Say something, Andrew.
Whose basement is this?
This is Chris's new house.
It looks really nice.
It is very nice. House. Thank you, Andrew, for taking us to the basement. We appreciate it. Oh, nice. Wow.
Yes. All right. That's awesome, Andrew. Thank you, buddy.
Hey,
what do you say,
Andrew?
Hi.
Wow, 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 wow. That's awesome, Chris.
It is. Thank you for walking on.
I like your house.
Thank you, you guys. It was a blessing. It was a prayer. Answered to prayer. Hey, Andrew, go shut off the lights.
And answer to prayer. Amen.
Oh, man, is ever since what we were looking for out before the accident. And then with the accident, we had to get something that was totally accessible in every way, shape, and form. The ramp on, you guys saw the bedroom with my lift and my bed and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's
cool.
That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus.
No, man.
That is good. That is good.
I mean, when we put the bed in and they accepted it, that was a big thing right there. And they took $2,500 below what they wanted.
Wow. Hallelujah.
That is God. That is the Lord. Amen.
And then I've been wanting to show you guys the house, but it's always been loud with the kids running around and the 3-year-old. And
that's what kids do, Chris.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What children do.
My wife is still backing up the other house.
She ran away?
I'm kidding. But he is like totally stressed out with the move and everything. And
yeah.
Me.
We'll pray for her, hon.
Yeah, please do.
Well,
let's pray right now.
Yeah,
let's pray right now.
Go.
Father in heaven, I want to just praise you first for this church that we have here. You have people from all over the world, and we're coming together. Praise your name. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Sam, Sister Leanne. I praise you, God, and I thank you that Chris has a house. And it's a house that he can use and need, and the kids can run around. And we ask, sorry, Chris, I forgot your wife's name.
Karen.
God, we ask you that Karen gets all this extra energy and she gets this peace and calm around her and she knows that you're holding her in her hands.
Amen.
You're holding her in your hands. Yes.
Amen.
Protect her, Lord. Give her safe driving. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you so much.
Anybody else want to pray?
I will.
Go ahead.
Our precious Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. We give you the glory and praise. Lord, you don't give half, you give whole. And I thank you, Father, for touching Chris and Karen's life and their children, blessing them with more than they could ever think. You always do that, Lord. You always give us more than what we deserve. We give you the glory and praise. Father, I pray that you wrap your arms around this family. Touch Karen from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet. Fill her with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Give her your peace and give her direction and wisdom, Lord. And just bless the family, Father. We give you the glory and praise, Jesus. And I thank you. Amen.
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 Anybody else? Who, I don't know how many we got on here with us.
We got seven.
Seven.
Count Chris.
Wow.
Seven's a heavenly number.
That's right. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for this church family. Thank you for the house that you've given us. You've answered all of our prayers, Father, and sometimes we have to wait on your answer. And thank you for giving us everything we stand in need of, not everything we want, but everything we need, you've always provided. And dear Father, thank you for all the blessings. Watch over Karen. Please be with her. Bless her. Protect her. Help her with the kids and when she's backing up the other family after almost 2 years.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Father, I pray for restoration. You told your children that you restore the years that the locusts have eaten. And we speak over this family, over Chris and Karen's relationship, over their finances, over their fun, over their ability to be cohesive, that the restoration power of Almighty God would be with Chris and Karen Timmer and all of their family. We bind every enemy force that would try to stop it in any way, and we loose now the love and the blessing and the freedom and the joy to be what you've made him to be, Lord. Give him a big grill and a bunch of steaks and a good picnic out in the backyard every time they want one. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak peace to all the storms, and we command every one of these situations to come in line in the mighty name of Jesus. And the mighty name of Jesus, beyond anything that anybody has expected, you said exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And so we say, Chris, be healed in your body from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, back, muscle, back, all the nerves and cells and tissues. We command you, spinal cord, be perfect in the mighty name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit working from the inside out. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Woo!
Amen.
I know. You better get over here, Mary, because we're missing you, too. You're out here fooling around with Facebook or something. Amen. Amen, amen. I'm so glad you was able to come on, Chris.
Yeah.
We knew it was going to take a little bit just because that's how it goes when you're moving in. And you know what? You just, that's how it is. You there comes a point where you're like, if I see another box, I'm going to buy me a box crushing machine and start me a cardboard business right in the garage.
Man, we got enough cardboard to pack everybody's stuff.
Yeah.
You guys got a pickup?
No, we got the van with the stone door seating.
Oh, okay. That's good.
And it's interesting when they take me somewhere because it takes just me and Karen. She grabs the bottom half. I grab the top half. And when she picks up, I pick myself up and we put myself on one seat to the back. And then my wheelchair folds down.
Wow.
Well, we're still praying for a vehicle because I do need a handicap vehicle.
And you did pass a driving test, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
Well, that's the next thing on the list, guys. Let's go to war on it. Everybody say, van come now.
New vehicle come.
New vehicle.
Chris now in Jesus' name.
Van come now.
Van come now.
Don't you love our Father? He's like, all right, well, I guess if that's what you're asking for, angels, let's get a van over there.
I got a question for Chris.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm a veteran. Did they come in and do all that work for you? And are you getting this?
What they did was they provided the bed, the lift, and the ramp on the outside. This house is totally brand new, and Karen found it. Actually, the Lord's letter here, but hey, what else can I say? But
Wow.
Okay. Next question. The injuries that you receive, there's two types of disability that VA give. One's service-connected, and one's non-service-connected. I don't know if you got a VA there or not.
Yeah,
I am 100% with VA. Mine was all service-connected before the accident, so I was 100% before the accident, which was a good thing because I'm the sole breadwinner in the house, and I didn't have the board provided right off the get-go right there because I didn't have to worry about where my next paycheck was to come from.
Thank you, Lord.
Because it's service-connected, non-service-connected disability is non-taxable.
Right, and when you're 100%, you're tax-free with property taxes.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
And also tax-free for license plates. You don't have to pick plates the rest of your life.
Yeah. I think my five-year plate was like $23.
No. You go down there with you. And you show them your award letter.
Yep.
And that will drop that down from what they're charging you to zero.
Oh, Jesus.
And they will give you a plate that is permanent. You never have to go to the secretary or DMV ever again.
Wow. Sounds like Roger's been in this trench before fighting this battle. That's a good thing.
That's awesome to know. Thank you.
5 years.
Now,
have you got a blanket yet, Roger?
No, I went ahead and I got one from out at the base that said U.S. Army on it.
Okay, go to Quilts of Valor. They will send you a quilt.
Wow. Quilts of Valor. We're learning a lot here tonight, guys.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Quilt of Valor. Okay.
Yeah, I've got a quilt from them.
Also, I know a friend. You can go ahead. When you get your van, you can get a handicapped vehicle where they will go ahead and they will take the driver's seat out, and it's got a lever. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to get when the Lord provides it. It'll be where I can pull my wheelchair up in the side of the van. And I will transfer over to the driver's seat, and everything's controlled. And then
right, Lord, we gotta
I'm
get
also
this moving on, man.
For one that has a plate that goes over the foot pedals. That way, if somebody's non-handicapped can drive my van for me if something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that, and also when you get your driver's license, because you're 100%, zip. You don't pay for license.
Yeah.
Hunting?
I knew about the fishing the hunting license, but I didn't know about the driver's license.
I have a question. Now, is being a vet give you the ability to use a crossbow and shoot all the big bucks in the major cities?
I wish if I could be in a major city like John Bull Zoo and stuff like that, but...
Allow that. Go ahead. Okay. All right, Kathy's wanting to say something. Go ahead, Kathy.
First of all, thank you for your service. And Roger, that's good. I know you were in the hospital in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I had to... I'm sorry I had to be in Chicago. I'm from there. It's cold. But what was the injury Was it during the, while you were in the service?
No, it was after I got out. I was on a motorcycle, and I ran off the road. I thought my saddlebag was open, so I turned back to see if it was open, and when I looked forward, I was heading into the ditch. And the last thing on my mind, I thought, I think I can ride this out.
Oh,
no. The ditch was 4 foot deep, and I took the front wheel of my bike and put it into the frame and bent my front forks. And that's, it's not the fall that kills you. It's that sudden stop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank God that you survived that.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Every day I'm thanking the good Lord for he's keeping me around for a reason.
And
I've already done, people want me to speak and give my testimony. So in April, I've got an appointment coming up where I'll be going to a youth group and giving my testimony to the youth. I've already done it with the Boy Scouts, and so I don't look bored. Wherever you lead me, I will go.
Amen.
That's
awesome. Amen.
That's
amen. Awesome. Amen. 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 That's awesome.
Well, it was nice meeting you.
No problem. Yeah, Heinz VAs, I can't say enough about them. They are awesome. Being a spinal cord injury, I've been in some pretty crappy hospitals, but Heinz was one of the best.
Good.
Now, for everybody that's joining us on Facebook Live, this is one of our brothers, Chris Timmer, and Chris is an Air Force veteran, served in combat, and then when he came home, was in a motorcycle accident, and it's been 2 years without being with his family. And this group of believers and other people have prayed. And Brother Chris, it's a brand new house, Chris?
Yeah, brand new.
First people ever lived in it?
You got that right.
Come on, man. God knows what he's doing, bro. Come on.
We have a little issue in the basement, but the builders that are supposed to get a hold of the foundation, guys, we got a crack in the foundation, and it's leaking like a sieve. But since it's brand new, the builders are, that's their problem.
Yeah, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And for all of you that have heard us praying for Chris throughout the last 2 years since we've been here, we've been saying, house come to Chris, and they found one, see another one, see another one. And yet our prayers were made the perfect house show up for him in the perfect location. And look what God did. That's a beautiful house,
man,
brother.
Yes, it is. Very
nice. Man, you have been. I cried.
I bet.
You should have seen the deep breath I took when we got the keys to the house. I was at Ike at that moment. That was... about 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And when I had hours to come home to, rather than going to my sister's, because that just, I won't even go into that.
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. And thank you everyone for your prayers, because you and I have stood in faith together. And we've seen Chris reunited with his family. And, you know, we don't stop praying just because we get a little opposition. And our prayers have said, healed from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And we're not going to stop praying it.
Amen.
We're gonna see God restore this man completely to life. He survived the sudden stop. It's not the fall that gets you.
Did you stay in Chicago?
What do you mean stay after I got out?
Yeah.
No, I came straight home.
Oh, where's home?
Michigan.
Oh, okay. Everett is in
Michigan. No,
Michigan.
My hometown, Coopersville, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
So, where's your house at now?
Coopersville.
Oh, is it in Coopersville?
Yeah.
That's cool.
A brand new subdivision. have gotten the notice saying we couldn't find you. I mean, FedEx sent me a thing because I had something coming in, and they said your baggage has been delayed because we couldn't find you.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, you got to get on the radar. I used to haul milk into Coopersville.
Oh, you did over at Fairlife.
Yeah.
Or on Dairy.
Fairlife, yeah.
I've got a buddy of mine. He served with me. He works at Continental. Or no, Fairlife. He just got done with a round of chemo.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, he got testicular cancer that spread into his nose. And
well,
he had to, yeah.
Let me welcome a few folks here. We got Harry Lake, Jason Jackson, Randy Kidman, Sherry Hammond, Dave Villiard, Harmony Leanne Ford, all y'all with us tonight. Besides our Zoomers, and we got some folks over here with us on Blog Talk Radio, and YouTube Live will be with us here in a little bit. So we welcome everybody. You might say, well, Pastor, usually you're teaching or something or praying by now, but, you know, we haven't seen Chris in a while. We knew he moved into a house. We've all been saying, come on, Jesus, we want to see this house that we all prayed in. And what you see tonight is an answer to all these folks' prayers. Now, you might say, I've never seen a miracle. You've seen about 5 miracles with Chris now, 10 maybe, who knows, 15. We're not really counting, but sort of counting. But not only do they have a house, their marriage is together. They survived 2 years of being apart, and it's a brand new house, and Chris is strong in his body. And you know, when you begin to see the miracles that God's done in this family, then you just have to say, you know what? I believe in miracles because I'm the one that's helped pray this miracle in. And it's not just me, but all of us have, and we can literally say, glory be to God. Go ahead, Mary.
I just want to say hi to Chris, and I'm pleased that he has his new home, and God bless him and his family.
Amen.
Amen.
You're welcome.
One of your prayer warriors, Chris.
And I am glad to see you here, Chris. You come back all the time and see us, okay?
Always. I mean, I might be gone for a little bit, but I always come back.
If you don't come back, I'm just going to have to hop in my car and come on and tell you.
I would appreciate you doing that. Come on over.
I'm in Michigan, but I don't even know where Coopersville is.
You just go to Grand Rapids and go left. You'll find it.
Oh, I like my little town of Marcella. We don't even have a stoplight here, so that's kind of nice.
That town needs to grow up and get like a railroad restaurant or something.
Well, we do have that.
Yeah, I know.
I might be owning it again pretty soon, though.
It's all right. Well, Brother Dan said he was looking for a restaurant, so maybe him and Gwen are going to buy from you. Yeah. Well, all right. We probably better get moving, get ourselves going here. But I'm just glad you stopped by, Chris. And
yes. And
no way am I trying to cut this short at all, because it's so good to see you. It's so good to hear the testimony.
I'm here, and the Lord has blessed each of us. And I don't want to downplay anybody else's miracles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe because everybody's miracle is a miracle.
Yeah, amen. Well, and you know, I want to make sure I say this while you're on the phone with us. And we got a lot of people with us tonight. If you've been saying, how come I'm not getting any notifications from Pastor Sam? Facebook, with all of their billions, can't seem to figure out how to make notification happen. And so, I tried to send them myself, which that was working, and all of a sudden, that doesn't seem to be working. We bind this on a regular basis. We declare in Jesus' name that all of our efforts work. But if you are someone that likes that you enjoy this program and you don't hear anything from us or Facebook for a while, make sure you contact me and say, hey, Pastor, get me in the loop. And we'll find a way to get you notified, because there's a lot of people who used to be a part of us on a regular basis. And it's like, no matter, no, I ain't saying that. It's like our efforts are working and they're going to come to pass. How did I do?
Amen.
So no matter what, go ahead, Chris.
Everybody's got a miracle. And Facebook is a miracle regardless of what everybody thinks, because you get out on Facebook and YouTube. And that's a miracle in itself. Amen.
Well, let me read this list to you, Chris. So to all of our friends all over the world, to those of you in Europe facing Russia's aggression right now, we speak the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and great courage and boldness to you. These are the nations that stream with us regularly on Blog Talk Radio and our other platforms. United States, Canada, Japan, South Korea, United Kingdom, Spain, France, Germany, Sweden, Estonia, Netherlands, Hungary, Switzerland, India, Russia, South Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, Philippines, Malaysia, Singapore, Pakistan, Samoa, Australia, Iraq, and the Ukraine. These are all nations that are streaming with us on a regular basis. We're glad to have you guys with us. We thank God for you. We know, just like Chris just said, everybody's got a miracle. The Ukraine needs a miracle right now. And all of the neighboring nations that are in danger of Russia's aggression, you need a miracle. And we speak right now that the boldness of Almighty God comes inside of every one of your lives. And as the Bible says in Proverbs 28:1, the righteous are as bold as a lion. And that you get very bold in your heart and in your mouth. You don't have to go to the street and get bold and get in people's face. But I encourage you, as a man of God, as a leader in the kingdom, that the righteous are as bold as a lion. That you stand in your yard if you can. Point your finger at anything whistling by and say, I command you to return to the weapon that fired it. So that the weapon returns on the enemy aggressive force. And that peace comes back to this region and to our world. Now, Jesus said in the last day, there's going to be wars and rumors of war, kingdoms against kingdoms, nations against nations. So that's happening. And it's what we're going to talk about tonight is the time of the end. And we're going to deal with that. But to every one of you who stream with us around the world, this body of believers stands in faith with you every single day, just like our testimony tonight with Brother Chris. It's been a two-year battle we've been in with him. We followed him all the way through Hines and back up into Saginaw and in Grand Rapids. And we've at his sister's house back to Hines. We've been with him and stood alongside. Matter of fact, when COVID was going on, I went to Grand Rapids and went up to the hospital and prayed with him. And it was the only time I had to wear a mask on all of COVID was then. But I did it so I could go see my brother and lay my hands on him and anoint him with oil and pray over him so that we could see him up and moving. Yeah. So those of you around the world, I want you to hear this word, this terminology. About a year and a half ago, the Holy Spirit taught us that he has established what he calls the International Network of Prayer and Faith. There's no email address for it. It is an international network of believers who stand in faith and prayer every day for life and health and victory. I encourage you to go to prayer every day
and reach up and draw strength from that international network of prayer and faith.
Amen. Amen.
And then add your faith and your prayers to it so that believers around the world will be strengthened. This is what we've received from that international network. That long before any of us even knew the importance of that international network being together, God had already assembled millions of people around the world standing in faith for one another and for the answers to come from God. And now that we've found it, oh my goodness, do we ever see things go on in people's lives? So I declare right now in Jesus' mighty name that all of this wickedness between Russia and all of the other nations, Russia, you run back your tail between your leg or you're going to get a hook in your jaw and drug to Israel, and the rapture is going to happen.
Amen.
And you're going to have a one-way ticket straight to hell and burn there until the your time of judgment, and then you'll burn the rest of the time in hell and spend eternity there. So we command in the name of Jesus that the angels of the Lord surround and protect every one of you, keep you safe in all of your ways. Pray Psalm 91 out loud every single day. Pray it out loud so that you have that understanding and that revelation of God Almighty in your life. Now, it wasn't on my plan, but it might as well be on my plan because I got a good plan. Here we go. Everybody just sit tight for a second. It's going to be a fun ride. And keep your hands and arms inside the vehicle at all times. Make sure your lap belt's on. And here we go. Everybody say it out loud with me tonight. Ready? Since you live in the shelter of Elyon and make your home in the shadow of Shaddai, you can say to Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Pause. All of our family around the world, say it. Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in you, I trust. Hey, all of our Zoomers, turn your mics on. So we got church happening. Number three, he rescues you from the snares of fowlers, hoping to destroy you. He covers you with his feathers, and you find shelter underneath his wings. You need not fear the terrors of night, the arrow that flies in the daytime, or the missile, or the helicopter, or the tank. Amen?
Amen.
Number six, the plague that stalks in the dark, the scourge that wreaks havoc in broad daylight. Though a thousand fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, you yourself shall remain unscathed with his faithfulness for shield and buckler. You have only to look around and see how the wicked are repaid. You who can say, Yahweh, my refuge, and make Elyon your fortress. No disaster can overtake you. No plague come near your tent. He will put you in his angel's charge to guard you wherever you go. Number 12. They will support you on their hands so you don't hurt your foot against a stone. You will tread on lion and adder, trample on savage lions and dragons. I rescue all who cling to me. I protect whoever knows my name. I answer everyone who invokes me. I am with them when they are in trouble. I bring them safety and honor. I give them life, long and full. I show them how I can say, glory be to God. 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 Now, we're getting a totally different start than what we do, but we're pretty good at that around here.
Yeah.
And so, welcome to the community of faith. All y'all from anywhere you are around the world, Effie Bell Hall's with us evening.
Hi, Effie.
Good to have you with us, Effie. We call peace and blessing in your life. All right, I'm going to pray for that now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now tonight over everyone that's in this body of believers who have lost a loved one in the last year, someone that's gone to heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare, Lord, that you are with them and that you are doing a mighty work in their lives right now. We speak life and life more abundantly to Effie Bell Hall and everyone else who is out there that is dealing with this. Father, heal the wound. You said that you would heal the brokenhearted and you would bind up every wound. And then you said that you gave us the healing balm of Gilead, and you gave us beauty to give to them, and you gave us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And we, your body tonight, we grab a hold of those mantles, and we bring them to these who have lost a loved one. Even myself, my dad's in heaven. Sister Leanne's brother is in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, bring healing to every one of our families tonight, we pray. In your mighty name, Lord, we declare that you are restoring to every one of us here the years that the locusts have eaten, and you are giving us life and life more abundantly. I speak life and life more abundantly into every one of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I bless every one of us to confront grief and sorrow as the wicked spirit of enemy that it is. Certainly our hearts miss people. There's nothing wrong with that. Yes, that's normal. That's natural. You foul spirit of grief and depression and mourning and sorrow, I bind your effect in their lives, and I declare that life comes and life more abundantly. Amen. Even in the midst of missing their loved one, Jesus. Amen. I know I've seen this happen in many people's lives, Lord, and I dissemble this thing and I separate and divide by your holy word, that the spirit of grief and the spirit of sorrow and mourning is broken. Amen. And our hearts can heal. If you want to, lift your hands and just say it. Heal my heart, Lord.
Heal
my family's heart, Lord. I pray it in Jesus' mighty name. And now, Lord, for anyone that's listening to us anyway, I mean, these in the Ukraine could have lost loved ones in the last days. I declare that the supernatural help and strength of Almighty God and the angels are with them tonight, wherever they may be, and that their lives are strengthened and helped in the mighty name of Jesus, and life comes to them, and that life and life more abundantly that you promised in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen and amen. Wow, what a night we're having tonight. I'm so glad you was able to come and be with us, Chris. My goodness sakes alive. We've been missing you, brother. And
well, I knew you were moving, so.
You'll have to turn your mic back on. There you go.
I've been missing you guys, too. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, just so everybody knows, if you get that message that says the host has muted your audio, that's because on your end you're making a bunch of noise that would be interfering. We click the mute button real quick, then we click the unmute button on our end so that as soon as you stop rustling and making noise, then you can come right back on with your mic.
Yeah, otherwise it overrides.
Otherwise it overrides my voice, and then everybody on the other end doesn't get a good audio. So nope, don't ever be offended by it. And we don't have a problem with any of you. We just, what we're doing is the loudest sound in audio world is what will control this mic. Even Chris, if he makes more noise than me in Coopersville, Michigan, will override me, and then I'm going to put a muzzle on him. So, I'm just joking with Chris. Chris and I have been friends for a very, 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 very long time.
What is it going on, 20 years?
Man, it's been a long time, brother. Been a long time. Been a long time. I met Chris as a phone a prayer partner phone worker at TCT in Saginaw, Michigan. And Chris had just come back from combat. And God used me to be beneficial in his life and help him get established. And we've been through some
and
war,
here
brother.
He is.
And you weren't even supposed to get me your phone number.
I know. But I'm known for pushing the line. I just don't push it in the wrong direction. I push the right line so that we can help people find God. So let's see, what time we got? 8 o'clock. This has been an interesting week. We started out talking about money. We started out talking, then we got to warriors, and then we got to mighty warriors and debt, distress, and discontented warriors. And last night we talked about some end time understandings to encourage you and strengthen you and help you. Now, I have had so many questions come to me today about the end times, all right? And so I'm going to deal with that to a certain degree tonight in a way I've never done before, but I'm just going to follow God. What we've learned here is Holy Spirit, be our guide, and by your holy word, lead us in the path that we'll all get done with the program and say, well, look a here, what God just did in our lives. And so where we're going to go is Ezekiel chapter 37, 38, and 39. This is dealing with Gog and Magog and attacking Israel. And then depending how long it takes me to read this, I have found 10 videos of Dr. Hilton Sutton that are about 20 minutes long. We're not going to do them all tonight. Everybody's like, oh, we're going to be going at this all night long. All right, you guys know me. When it gets time to make it happen, I don't care. I'll stay on this thing all night long. But Brother Copeland and Brother Dr. Sutton are sitting side by side in 20-minute segments talking about the Antichrist and the beginning of the tribulation. We'll see if we might get into that. Here's the most important thing I want to say to everybody that's here right now, just in case you may not be able to stay with us the whole time. It is a playlist I have created. So even if you can't be with us, make sure that you instant message me or email me and say, Pastor, send me that playlist so that I can study them even if I can't be with you. Why? Because I want you to be able to study them. It's a kind of an informal setting. You know, Brother Copeland's daily program is. They filmed it in 2004, which was obviously before Dr. Sutton went to heaven. That's kind of a crazy thing to say. If we're filming Dr. Sutton in heaven, his message has changed, I guarantee it.
Yeah, I could say.
He's going to say, hey, you guys had all these questions? Let me give you the answers, because I know I can see it all clearly. But anyways, so make sure if this is something that's in your heart, these are 10 excellent videos. They're only 20 minutes apiece, and 23 or something. And make sure you say, Pastor, send me that. If you send me a message saying send it, I'm going to put it right back in the same place where you asked for it. That way it's easy for you to find. And then you can study it on your own in a YouTube playlist. I'm going to give a spot for YouTube, even though God help them. YouTube's not opposing the church like Facebook is. So I like using them. And they're a powerful platform. All right? In the playlist, if you're watching YouTube and you have your own YouTube account, which is your email address, a username, and a password, that's all you got to do. Then when you pull up that playlist, well, here, I'll just do it. Oh, you just work like you're supposed to. Come on, Apple. Goodness sakes alive. You have it all set up, and then Apple decides you need to do an update on your phone right now. No, I don't need to do no update on my phone. All right.
I got mine set up for 3 a.m.
Now, this is our 10 of meeting playlist. And what you're going to see here is it's got 138 videos in it. And see the big black play button? If you're signed in on your account and you click that big play button, or on my phone and some of them, it'll be a big red play button. It'll play every one of them right in a row without stopping if you just let it go. So you could be making supper, just sit it on the counter, let it go, taking a shower, get your little speaker, put it in there with you, and let it go. And Dr. Sutton will just keep right on the teaching. No matter what. Now, if you're like me and you use YouTube often, then I encourage you, if you like to use YouTube, I'm not telling you to do this because it's not a wise thing, but I use YouTube Red, which costs $12 a month. Now, I don't use too much that costs me money when it's all free, but YouTube Red takes all the commercials out of YouTube. And on my iPhone, it lets YouTube play in the background while I'm working on my Bible, while I'm working in my notes, while I'm looking at my emails or messages. YouTube will still play in the background with no advertisements.
Yeah.
Now, to me, as much as I use YouTube to listen to messages of preachers and for education, then it's very much worth it. It might not be worth it to you, but it is to me. And it's a powerful force. And any video that I recommend to you, watch for timestamps. Because if I'm recommending it, then I'm putting timestamps in it. So that help you know right where to go while you get there.
Highlighting important.
There's little four-digit blue numbers in YouTube, not in Facebook, in YouTube. And you click on that, it takes you right to that spot in the video. And I do it on our videos. I do it on Read the Word videos. I do it on anybody's video now because it's such a powerful, powerful tool. And that will help you on YouTube. Now, you ready? Let's hold up our Bibles. We'll make our confession. And what a start we've had tonight. Goodness sakes alive, Lord, you're working mighty. And think about it. All over America. And in 26 nations of the world, right now tonight, Here we go. Glory be to God on high. Can I get an amen from the amen corner?
Amen.
Amen.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, fellas. Bless you. Hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God
is my resident teacher.
Is my resident teacher.
Is making his word come alive in my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
I receive the word of God. And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return.
Producing a hundredfold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Father, we submit ourselves to you tonight. Show us something we've never seen before. We receive it from you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. All right, here we go. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse number 1. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and he set me down in the midst of the valley. And it was full of bones, like human bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. And again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 5. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Verse 7, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinew and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. And he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. Verse 10, So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived. And stood upon their feet. Look at this. Look at these words. An exceedingly great army. Did you notice that's the same word that we're having for this year? An exceedingly great reward. Verse 11. He said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say our bones are dry and our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. I prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open up your graves and cause you to come up from your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. Verse 14, I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Ezekiel prophesied, and those bones came to life. Isn't this an interesting story? Bone upon, I know we sang the song, and the ankle bone connected to the shin bone, and the shin bone connected to the knee bone, and the knee. I know we sang the song, but here's the story, and it actually happened. Right in front of Ezekiel's eyes, God brought these people alive to show a sign and a wonder in Israel. You might have something in your life that's dead. I wish I could say that every one of our loved ones that's gone over to the other side, we could speak to their ashes, their grave, and they would come jumping up out of it like we saw right here.
Amen.
I'd just soon have my dad back with me. Wait, full of heaven's wisdom.
Amen.
I mean, my dad was a good man. I love my dad. My dad was a very loving man, very good man of God. But I'd love to have him back now.
Knowing what he does now.
Knowing what he knows now. I mean, yeah. Sister Kathy's mom went to heaven, and she'd be a pretty cool lady to get to know right now. She'd be like, no. Everybody be quiet.
You've been doing that wrong.
brother Dan's, you know, I got to stop. Everybody's probably got somebody that's going to heaven. But watch it. Your dad would be back. Your mom would be back. Your grandpa, your grandma would be back. And they would be saying to you right now, they would be saying, if you only could see, if you only could see what is going on and what the reality is of the truth of heaven. And you and I would be like, tell me some more, Charlie. Tell me some more. You know?
Yeah.
Why? Because you're going to have life. And you're going to have life more abundantly coming. Now, let's keep reading. Because we got to get to 38 and 39 about Russia.
Yeah, Harmony, you have had. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, we're stopping right now. We're praying again. Father. I saw some other name here. Hang on just a second. Marceline Freestone and Stephen.
Welcome.
And no, I think we're praying for them because they lost a loved one. And then, Father, we speak over Harmony's family. We speak over Mama Shirley and Brother Vic. Jesus, did you ever prepare Vic for this moment in his life, my Lord Jesus? This family needs you. He lost a brother, lost a wife, lost a sister-in-law, all in 1 year. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare over Harmony and Daniel and all the kids, oh, Jesus. We speak life into this family. I speak life into this Marcelina's life and Stephen's life, Effie's life, Dan, Mary, Pastor Rick, Kathy, all of them, Sunday. Jesus, there's so many people. Audrey, I guess all of us here have lost somebody. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak life to you right now. And you know me, Father, I want to say, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
Live, 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 live. Father, most of all, may the people that's here be filled with life and know where their loved one is and have confidence in your loving care in their life in the mighty name of Jesus. Restore the years and the joy of their life to them. I know that it doesn't make sense to our minds, Lord. You said you'd give beauty for ashes. You said you would give us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You said in the book of Ecclesiastes, you'd turn our mourning into dancing. That doesn't even make sense to the human mind. Said you'd turn our sorrow into joy. Well, I don't care how you do it, Father. We just ask that you do it in the lives of each of these people. And I declare that to all of you, you will live and you will not die in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, let's start with verse 15, Ezekiel 37, 15. That clock is flying tonight. Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, as for you, son of man, take a stick for yourself. Write on it. For Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Take another stick and write on it. For Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. Then join them together, one together for yourself, into one stick, and they will become one in your hand. And when the children of your people speak of you, saying, will you not show us what you mean by these? Say to them, thus says the Lord God, surely I'll take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribe of Israel, his companions, and I will join with them with the stick of Judah and make them one stick, and they will be one in my hand. And the sticks on which you write, you will be in your hand before their eyes. Then say to them, thus says the Lord God, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations, wherever they've gone, and will gather them from every side and bring them into their own land. Now, right now, that is happening all over the world. And Israelite Jewish people are coming back to Israel from all over the world right now. Jewish Voice and many other organizations actually make it possible for you to sow a seed to them and bring families from around the world.
Yeah.
So here we go. Verse 22. I will make them one nation in the land, on the mountains of Israel. One king shall be king over them all. And they shall no longer be two nations, nor shall they ever be divided into two kingdoms again. Well, we're there. And Jesus has the governments on his shoulders.
Amen.
And of his kingdom there will be no end. That's in Isaiah chapter 9. Verses 3 through 6. Here we go. 23. They will not defile themselves anymore with idols, nor with detestable things, with any of their transgression. I will deliver them from their dwelling places in which they've sinned, and I will cleanse them. Then they shall be my people, and I will be their God. David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes and do them. Then they shall dwell in the land that I have given to Jacob, my servant, where your fathers dwelt, and they shall dwell there, they and their children, their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Now we're into the millennium, and now we're into reigning with God for the rest of eternity. Because that's, we just talked about forever and ever. And forever. 26, I'll make a covenant of peace with them. It'll be an everlasting covenant with them. I will establish them, multiply them. I will set my sanctuary in their midst forevermore. My tabernacle also will know that I, the Lord, sanctify Israel when my sanctuary is in their midst forever. Now, let me say this about part of our studies, and if you weren't a part of it, I encourage you to go back and study it again, all right? But we have been studying about being grafted into the vine, all right? You and I, pause. You and I are spiritual Israel. We're grafted into the vine. God has given us the opportunity to be heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus, and a part of the vine of Israel, because Israel rejected him. And so he said, I'm gonna do my part to put you in the vine, and here we are, you and I. Wow, we're in the vine. My goodness sakes alive. So thank God you and I are in the vine, and we have the opportunity. Everything that God says to Israel is now available to you. We don't replace Israel. The Apostle Paul laid that out very specifically in the book of Romans, that we were studying it here this last week. That was another one of our great studies about being grafted into the vine. And when you get in there and you begin to see exactly how Paul lays it out, all of a sudden, you and I get to see our place in a different place. It's called the fatness of the root. I like that. Romans chapter 11. So God's promised this. He's going to bring the nation alive, bring them from around the world. And now here we are. Like here we are. Like here we are. Like chapter 38. Here we are in 2022. Here we are. All right. Now, we'll pray for that prayer request in a minute, Kathy. So, just stick with us. All right? Pray right now. Let's pray right there. Father, this is a healing room. And this is a very serious situation that our sister's facing. And Lord, every person that's here that's dealing with an abusive, many people use the word toxic, person in their life, a scorner, a mocker. Lord, help us to get them out of our lives. But help us not to sin when we get them out of our lives. But help us be very bold to no longer allow them to hurt and wound us. And I pray for every person that's here, Lord. Every person. That if they have some of these people that only drain them and never build them, that they'll find your love and your mercy and your grace, but your great boldness to say, I can't have you in my life anymore. I love you. I want you to be around me, but You're too mean. You're too ornery. Your words are vicious. And I can't have that in my life. And I love you. And I don't hold it against you. And I pray for God to help you. Father, help every one of us. Help every one of us in this situation. Especially if it's a husband and wife. May the peace come between them. May they get a hold of me and say, Pastor, please help us so that we can walk with God every day. And then, Lord, may every one of us be bold and strong and just leave them on the outside where they can come to their senses and learn of their wicked ways so that our lives will never again be damaged by their wickedness and their scorn and their mockery of you and our and your ways. And how we follow after you. We speak this done now for not only our sister Kathy, but everyone within the sound of my voice live right now and those who'll be with us in the future. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody say it. This is a healing room.
This is a healing room.
And I speak healing to every person.
We speak healing
into and what? What's amazing is that's all over the United States of America and 26 nations of the world. Thank you for what you help us do. Here we go. Ezekiel 38. So here we are now. Here we are. Russia is on the roll. Let's read it. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog. the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal, and prophesy against them. And all of those names equal Russia. Well, we can get into a long historical dissertation on it, but I'm not going there because I just am supposed to read. Look at verse 4. I will turn you around, put hooks into your jaws, and lead you out with all your army, horses, horsemen, all splendidly clothed, a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, Libya are with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer, all of its troops, and the house of Tagorma from the far north, and all of its troops. Many people are with you. When you go above Israel on the map, that's from Israel north through Russia, Turkey, and all of those different nations that are up through there. God said, I got a hook in your jaw. I'm going to drag you out. Now, some of you that's in the family thread, notice I posted that video of Matt, what's his name, Stasselbeck? He's talking to that Israelite commander. And that commander talked to all military, and it was good information, valuable information. However, he doesn't see Russia as coming after them. He sees Russia as trying to get us. Well, they want us, but they first want to crush Israel, because all of Satan's armies want to crush Israel, because that's known as God's land. All of the Sinai Peninsula belongs to the children of Israel, all the way up into Iraq, all of Syria, Lebanon, all of that belongs to Israel. And there's a whole lot of people in places that don't belong, and God's coming back to give it to them. And they're all trying to drive little Israel, which is about 50 miles long and 100 miles, 50 miles wide and 100 miles long. And they all got huge nations, and they want this little nation. Why? Because it's got the blessing of God on it.
Yeah.
Now watch. Verse 5. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya are with them, all with them, shield and helmet. Gomer's all streets. We already read that. Verse 7. Prepare yourself and be ready, you and all your companions that are gathered about them. You, and be on guard for them. After many days, you'll be visited in the latter years. You will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They were brought out of the nations, and now all of them dwell safely in Israel. You will ascend, coming like a storm, covering the land like a cloud. You and all your troops and many peoples with you. Verse 10. Thus says the Lord God, on that day it shall come to pass that thoughts will arise in your mind, and you will make an evil plan. Excuse me. You reckon Putin's got an evil plan going right now? Verse 11. You will say, I will go up against a land of unwalled villages. I'll go to a peaceful people who dwell safely, all of them, dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. Now, they still got bars and gates right now. But watch this. That Iron Dome, That sends back anybody that's coming after him. That missile system. And look at what it says in verse 12. To take plunder and to take booty, to stretch out your hand against the waste places that are again inhabited, and against the people gathered from the nations, who have acquired livestock and goods, who dwell in the midst of the land. Israel has the ability to produce more per acre than any other nation in the world. Israel is.
Yeah.
Sheba, Dedan, the merchants of Tarshish, all their young lions will say to you, have you come to take plunder? Have you gathered your army to take booty, to carry away silver and gold and take away livestock, goods, to take great plunder? Therefore, son of man, watch, prophesy and say to Gog, thus says the Lord God, on that day when my people Israel dwell safely, will you not know it? Then you will come from your place out of the far north, you and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great company, the mighty army. You'll come up against my people Israel like a cloud to cover the land. It'll be in the latter days that I will bring you against my land, so that the nations, I love this statement, so that the nations may know me when I am hallowed in you, O God, before their eyes. Thus says the Lord God, are you he of whom I have spoken in former days by my servants, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied for years in those days that I would bring you against them? 18. It'll come to pass, I love this, at the same time when Gog comes against the land of Israel, says the Lord God, that my fury will show in my face, for in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath I have spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel, so that the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, the beast of the field, all creeping things that creep on the earth, and all men who are on the face of the earth shall shake at my presence.
Woo!
Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. We're going to be shaken at the presence of God. The mountains shall be thrown down. Steep places shall fall. Every wall shall fall to the ground. I will call for a sword against Gog through all my mountains, says the Lord God. Every man's sword will be against his brother, and I will bring him to judgment with pestilence and bloodshed. I will rain down on him, on his troops, on the many peoples who are with him, flooding rain, hailstone, fire, and brimstone. I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known to the eyes of many nations, then they shall know that I am the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, watch this. You could stop and talk about any number of these verses in great depth and add all this up and make a big deal. My assignment tonight is to keep reading. Okay, so that some of you will actually hear this read out loud for the first time ever in your life. All right, some of you, this is the first time you've ever read it, but this is where we are right now. The only thing that we're not seeing at this moment with our eyes is Libya. Wait, let me get the names so I don't miss any of them. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya, and then these other nations that are going to be a part of this, and they're going to come after them. But I want you to see something. Russia's already in Syria. Russia's already in Iran.
Yeah.
Russia's only about five little nations away from Israel in the north of Syria. Russia wants Ukraine, so they got easy access to the Black Sea, which gives them easy access to the Mediterranean Sea, which is on the coast now of Israel. And last week, 2 weeks ago. Russia had war games in the Mediterranean just off the coast of Egypt or of Israel. So Putin has a big plan. He might know he's demon-possessed, and he might not. You don't know. Who knows whether he knows it or not. But this is what we know. All of those nations are walking in the leadership of their father, the devil. And whether or not they realize and have actually read this book and say, I'm going to go carry out Ezekiel 38 right now, they are actually doing that right now. That's why I keep saying to you, the rapture could happen at any moment's notice right now. Because God's going to remove his kids off the earth before he wipes out Russia, which is Gog, Magog, Tubal, all the people. Go ahead, Mary. I think she's just shouting glory.
Oh, okay. Did you have your hand up with a question?
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't turn my mic on. Did I hear you say that God was going to attack Israel? That don't sound right.
Not G-O-D, God. G-O-G, Gog.
Okay, because I didn't think God or Father would be attacking Israel.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, it, you know, over the phone like this, it's hard to see. One
I'm
hard
to see, too.
All right, everybody watch on the screen. God is our father. Gog is Russia and all of its forces, G-O-G.
Okay.
Good
Thank
question.
You.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Here we go, verse 39. I got to keep going. Oh, my goodness, look at that clock. All right, Roger, we're going 4 hours tonight, bro. Hang in. It's Saturday night, nothing to do but party.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
For some of you who've never been around for a four-hour session, you know, hang on. It gets pretty exciting. Here we go.
We've had the main course. We want the dessert now.
And he shall reign forever. And... Go ahead, Phyllis.
Maybe God will prevent and make 8 hours.
Woo! Maybe the rapture will happen tonight.
Hallelujah.
Right while we're on the program. And all y'all ready to go, we'll be like, and everybody will be like, uh-oh. Where did Pastor go? Here we go. I'm in 39, verse 1. And you, son of man, prophesy against God and say, thus says the Lord, I am against you, O God, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal, and I will turn you around and lead you on, bringing you up from the far north, and bring you against the mountains of Israel. God's doing it. All right? He's drawing them out. Then I will knock the blocks off of them. No. Then I will knock the bow out of your left hand and cause the arrows to fall out of your right hand. You shall fall upon the mountains of Israel, you and all your troops and the peoples who are with you. I will give you to the birds of prey of every sort and to the beast of the field to be devoured. You will fall on the open field, for I have spoken, says the Lord God. And I will send fire on Magog and on those who live in security in the coastlands. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them profane my holy name anymore. Then the nations shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Surely it is coming, and it shall be done, says the Lord God. Now look at this. This is the day of which I have spoken. It's one day. Then those who dwell in the cities of Israel will go out and set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, the javelins and spears, and they will make fires with them for 7 years, the 7 years of tribulation. God's going to wipe out Russia and all those with him. And then Israel's going to live on what they brought with them for 7 years during the tribulation. Mm-hmm. 10. They will not take wood from the field nor cut down anything from the forest, because they'll make fires with the weapons. And they will plunder those who plundered them and pillage those who pillaged them, says the Lord God. And it will come to pass in that day that I will give Gog a burial place there in Israel, the valley of those who pass by the east of the sea, and it will obstruct travelers, because they will bury Gog and all his multitude. Therefore, they will call it the valley of Hamad, Gog. For 7 months, the house of Israel will be burying them in order to cleanse the land. I mean, no, that's a lot of dead folks.
A lot of dead folks.
13, indeed, all of the people of the land will be burying, and they will gain renown for it on the day that I am glorified, says the Lord God. They will set apart men regularly employed with the help of a search party to pass through the land and bury those bodies remaining on the ground in order to cleanse it. At the end of months, 7 months, they will make a search. The search party will pass through the land, and when anyone sees a man's bones, he shall set a marker by it till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. The name of that city will also be Hamona. Thus they shall cleanse the land.
Wow.
Now, what I am reading to you is straight out of the book of Ezekiel. I'm not stopping to make any kind of too much explanation here, just because I really am being instructed to just keep this right on moving so we get this read. In a minute, I'll add a little bit here from the syllabus from Dr. Hilton Sutton. And we might watch one video yet tonight. I don't know. They're good. But let's keep reading. 17. Send them into the dirt. Amen, Jason. It's like be on the team with the bulldozer.
Amen.
It's not shovel and pick like it used to be. We got a whole bunch of mini backhoes that can just run everywhere, burying millions of them. It's going to make the most fertile land there ever was. 17. As for you, my son of man, thus says the Lord God, speak to every beast of the field. Assemble yourselves and come. Gather together from all sides to my sacrificial meal, which I am sacrificing for you. A great sacrifice meal on the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty, drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams and lambs and goats and bulls, of them fatlings of Bashan. You shall eat fat till you're full and drink blood till you are drunk. At my sacrificial meal, which I am sacrificing for you, You shall be filled at my table with horses and riders, with mighty men, with all of the men of war, says the Lord God. 21. I will set my glory among the nations, and all the nations shall see my judgments, which I have executed, and my hand which I have laid on them. House of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day forward. The Gentiles shall know that the house of Israel went into the captivity for their iniquity, because they were unfaithful to me. Therefore, I hid my face from them. I gave them into the hand of their enemies, and they all fell by the sword. According to their uncleanness, according to their transgression, I have dealt with them and hidden my face from them. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, now I will bring back the captives of Jacob, have mercy on the whole house of Israel. I will be jealous for my holy name. After they have borne their shame and all their unfaithfulness in which they were unfaithful to me, when they dwell safely in their own land and no one make them afraid. When I have brought them back from the peoples and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and I am hallowed in them in the sight of every nation, then they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who sent them into captivity among the nations, but also brought them back to their land and left none of them captive any longer. I will not hide my face from them anymore, for I shall have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, says the Lord God. Now, let's talk about this for a minute, why that I keep making the statement here. This could be any time. Now, the prophecies are all fulfilled. There's nothing else to be done except for these nations to join together and to come back upon Israel and begin to wipe out, try to wipe out, however you want to look at it, all of the nation of Israel, and wipe you and me out. Hey, love you too, Jason. Bless you, man. Now watch this. We got to see this. I thought I had a good map here, but it didn't turn out to be the map I thought I'd seen in my book. But now watch this. You and I have been studying with Dr. Hilton Sutton. And it's been a great study. And the Lord God gives authority to me to be victorious in his name in my living room. Love you, Jesus. Amen. Every day, everywhere we go, dude, we have that same victory. Speak boldly. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion, every single one of us. And you and I, all of us are going to continually put the pressure on the devil to the last moment we're on this
Amen.
Earth. And we just read on that great day, it said, it gave us, it's going to be one day. God's going to take out all of Russia, which is going to be Syria and all that in its way. And he's going to wipe them out. That's going to be, leave a big old landmass empty, because the church is going to be raptured and the wicked are going to be wiped out. Now, you got the Antichrist that's wanting to get it. You got China's wanting to get it. You got Islam that's going to be, I'm going to do my part. But what God's doing is he's dissembling the enemies of Israel one by one, wiping them out until the battle of Armageddon, when the Antichrist and the 200 million man army from the East, China, will be in the valley of Armageddon. And God, in 1 hour, will wipe them out. Their skin will melt off their bodies. Blood will be to the depth of a horse's bridle. 180-mile-long valley, and that's going to be the end. Now watch this. I don't know if you guys noticed it on that video I put today. They said that the tours have opened back up in Israel. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to have the shot card. And if you want to go, that man that was talking said he'll do a tour, and it's a pretty good tour. Anybody wanting to go to Israel right now?
Yes.
I think it'd be a blast just before Jesus comes if we could all go and see exactly what's getting ready to happen.
Yeah.
I would like to be in the Valley of Armageddon and just say, wow, this is going to be filled with the blood of the most foolish humans there ever was on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Now, let's deal with something here. I'm going to just talk a timeline for a couple minutes. And then I think we're going to watch one of the videos from Dr. Hilton Sutton. This is the book of Revelation. You got the catching up of the church. Revelation 4 and 5, that's the scene before God's throne, the identification of the 24 elders, and then the seven seals. Well, you've got the first seal, which is the white horse. That's the Antichrist. The second seal is the red horse. That's World War III. That's what we just read out of Ezekiel 38 and 39. Second seal. The third seal is the black horse. That's famine. The fourth seal is the pale horse. That's death, accompanied by hell. The fifth seal is martyred tribulation saints. The sixth seal is the upheaval of the nature reserved until the end of the tribulation, that last day. Now, the 7 years of tribulation happen right at the point where the church is raptured. Once the church is raptured, God wipes out Russia, World War III, and immediately the Antichrist begins to set up in Europe thinking he's got himself something going on. Well, where is the United States when God takes out Russia? You and I are going to be sitting here. I don't know. It depends on who's in office. Our men might be right in the middle of that, but our men and women always take care of Israel. So we're not going to be an enemy against Israel. That means we're not on that side. We're going to be on the side of Israel. Therefore, we are going to be a protector of Israel. It's one of the assignments that God has given the United States of America when he created America. He gave us the assignment to evangelize the world. No other nation evangelizes the world like we do. Mm-hmm. He gave us the assignment to be a protector to Israel, and we have done that very specifically. And then he also gave us the assignment as a number three. The police force, where we have continually confronted communism and socialism in the world saying, no, you don't. All right? And our men and women have paid that price, not just for our own land to be free, but other nations to be free and drive them enemies back. Now, you watch this. Now, since World War II, Korea and Vietnam, where we were pushing back on communism, And I guess somewhat in Vietnam, all right? But Vietnam, it was a lot of other stupid things besides that. But anyways, we were fighting Russia and the Viet Cong. That was Russian. And so that was World War II, Korea, Vietnam. And didn't I name that? Anyways, not getting stuck on that. So where are we going to be? Hopefully you and I are going to be here when it happens, gone to heaven. Because remember, when God wipes out Russia, he's got to remove all the Christians off the earth because his wrath is reserved for his enemies. I'm trying to dig that verse up. Let's find that verse. I'm drawing a blank. I got so many other verses right in front of my face here. But his wrath is not reserved for his children. His wrath is for his enemies. So that's why you and I know we're going to be taken off this earth before the wrath of God falls on this earth. God isn't going to use his wrath on his children. He doesn't do that. He protects his children and he takes them out. Biblical examples of that is God was coming down to wipe out everyone on the earth because they were so wicked. And he found Noah and his sons, took them above the wrath till the wrath was complete, brought them back down the earth. God's going to wipe out Sodom and Gomorrah. What did he do with Lot and his daughters and his wife? Took them up on the mountain above the destruction. When the destruction was done, they came back down. Lot's wife turned around and said, oh, I just want to be wicked like them, and pillar of salt. She died on the spot. So you and I are going to see God do the same thing with us. Before the destruction happens, he's going to take us up, marriage supper of the Lamb, 7-year tribulation. Then he's going to bring us back down to reign with him for 1,000 years. Now, during the tribulation, the 144,000 Jewish men are going to be preaching this place on fire, getting people born again. And you can find that in, thank you, love. God is jealous and the Lord avenges. The Lord avenges and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserves wrath for his enemies. No matter what you got to do, don't be an enemy to God.
Amen.
Wake up every day and say, God, I'm not your enemy. I'm on your side.
Amen.
You might not know how to say everything else, but you can say those words and just say, I'm on your side, sir. I am on your side, sir. I'm on your side, yes, sir. Because God reserves his wrath for his enemies. Now, during the Great Tribulation, at midpoint, there's going to be another rapture. That's why some people believe in a mid-tribulation rapture, because there is one.
Good reason to believe.
All right? But you and I are raptured on the same day that all of the world is raptured, at the beginning, just before the tribulation begins. The enemy cannot do his work until you and I are removed. We are the force on this earth driving back our enemy. Say it with me. His wrath is reserved for his enemy.
His wrath is reserved for his enemy.
The 144,000 Jewish men are going to preach all over the world. I mean, 144,000, what did we figure? There's 200 nations. And so 144,000, that means 2,000 people per nation, 2,000 preachers in every nation. That's a lot of people out there preaching, man. They're going to get a lot of people born again because they're going to be like, hey, don't take the mark, don't take the mark, don't follow the beast, don't follow the Antichrist, don't do it. Then the angels are going to start preaching from heaven. And our enemy is going to lose, and he's going to lose big time. Now, let me pull up my video, which I already have ready to go, and let's see if they still allowed me to already have it ready to go. Because here we go. Everybody just pause.
Someone asked me recently.
Let me get everything ready. Everybody just hang on. I know you're hanging, but hang on now. I know we're hanging, just everybody hang tight. It's coming. You might be like, Pastor, are you trying to convince us or you?
Maybe both.
Well, I'm having to convince anybody that's listening, because Hold on. Sometimes, as diligent as I am, somebody seems to be diligent on the other side.
It's not me.
Yeah.
Maybe on the other side of the desk. But
all right. We got it. That's going over there. This is going here like this. Yeah, this was all set up, but, you know, it's all right. Oh, my God. All right, here we go. Number two. There we go. Can you see it?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Catching up with the living saints, with the resurrected ones to meet him in the air, is going to come at the peak of harvest.
As believers, it is important that we understand God's plan for his return. We need to know why certain events will take place and how they'll occur. This week on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland and his guest, Dr. Hilton Sutton, study the Bible to reveal God's timetable and help us understand the events of the tribulation.
Hello, everybody. Monday's edition of The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer and we get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we just thank you and praise you for the word. We open our hearts and our minds for revelation from heaven. Words that move heaven on the earth, and we receive it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
All last week, we just had a marvelous time in the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, and some references in and out of the book of Ezekiel and so forth about the last of the last days, but most especially on the figure and character of what is called the Antichrist. And so would you welcome again with me today, Brother Hilton Sutton. Dr. Hilton Sutton, praise God. I'll tell you what, I just cannot express how exciting it is to have you on this broadcast.
Well, it's the same for
and
me.
And how much we appreciate you coming.
It's mutual.
You got to be the busiest 79-year-old man the world has ever seen.
Well, thanks be unto God for good health, divine keeping, and the strength and ability that the Holy Spirit provides. I can't take any credit on my own. I do try to take reasonably good care of myself. But we're on the busiest schedule. I'm in my 53rd year of full-time ministry. And never have I been as busy as now. We've always been very busy. God's been good to us all during those many years. And but busy is hardly the word for it. If I could be a half a dozen or so guys, I think I could keep them all busy 24/7 and all around the world. And I'm delighted that people are becoming interested in biblical prophecy, and they really want to know the truth.
Well, we've
not
realized,
somebody's guesswork.
Hilton, we've realized that we're living in it.
Yes, we are.
And it's time we found out
Yes.
I remember back, Brother Sutton and I have known one another closely for 40 years. And I remember then, you know, I mean, I was raised in church.
So was I.
I knew those things were in there.
Yes.
But in my thinking, in my mind, it had no relevance to me at all. I was so busy trying to figure out where my next meal was going to come from.
Uh-huh.
I never even gave it any thought.
Like so many of us.
But when I got into this ministry, and I began to walk in the things of God and in the Word of God, I began to realize almost immediately, hey, I don't know anything about this. I'm in it. I'm reading it in the newspapers. I'm seeing it all the way around me. And I need to know what God has already said about me.
Well, you know, growing up in the church as I had, and my father was a minister, and when he began to build his first church in our city, I was by that time old enough to stay with the old home church that we'd all come up in, and they didn't mind as long as I was in church. And they would, we'd heard all of our lives, Jesus is coming soon. He may come any time now. We heard that when we were children. We heard it when we were adolescents. We heard it when we were teenagers. We heard it when we were adults, young adults. Jesus may come at any time now. The problem with that was end time prophecies had not yet begun to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
The season for that event had not yet come. Now, it was a biblical truth. Even the Apostle Paul was looking for that event. So there was nothing wrong with expecting it, and we are to be expecting it every day.
Absolutely.
And preparing for the future with the help of the Holy Spirit to get the work done that we have to do. But it was not until I was 24 that the major end time prophetic event began to be fulfilled, and that was the rebirth of the nation
yes.
of Israel in the month of May, 1948. That event was the trigger of prophetic events that would create the season in which the Lord is going to be permitted to step out of heaven.
We really stepped over on his time clock. Right
we now. Did.
Not that we were ever out there on our own.
No,
but
no, no, no.
That's when the alarm went off.
Yes, sir.
And now every moment of every day is an exact Moab of God.
Absolutely.
There's no more 200-300 years
no.
for a whole bunch of people to,
no.
to repent.
No, there is.
Repentance is just as wonderful as it ever was, and God's all for that.
Yes.
But she's running down to zero now.
Yes, sir.
Yes. And we're in the final
now, we still
moments.
Don't know the day nor the hour, nor we will attempt to predict the week or the month or even the year, but we know we're in the season.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I, you know, we'll pick on folks a little bit by telling them, well, Charles Capps can tell you the exact day and hour that he's going to come. And, well, he'll announce that, and the next night, boy, people are anxious waiting, and he takes it right out of the scripture. In such an hour as you think not, he's coming.
That's Charles is sneaky like that, you know.
And so I've said, all right. So I've added a little something to that out of the 24th chapter of Matthew. And it's the statement that Jesus makes in Matthew 24, and where he talks about the servant. He says, blessed is that servant that when his master comes will find him or her doing what the master has given them to do.
Absolutely.
So I teach then the rapture of the church, the great appearing of the Lord Jesus for the resurrection and the catching up of the living saints with the resurrected ones to meet him in the air is going to come at the peak of harvest. Believers, if you want to get out of here, get busy being part of a harvest machine that's going to reach masses of people and get them into the kingdom of God.
There's somebody said that to Gloria. They said, well, now, you said that this is the last generation. Now, there's been people said that before.
Yes.
She said, that's very true. But you know what? It's your last generation. I don't care when Jesus
it's true.
It's our last generation.
Yes,
I don't. And
yes,
we've got to do this thing.
Absolutely.
He's yes. been talking about the Antichrist, who he is, where he's from, what he accomplishes and doesn't accomplish. Let's pick up on today's broadcast some of the territory we covered last
All right.
week.
Yes.
There's some things that I really believe the Lord needs for us to get into and cover thoroughly before this week is over.
Absolutely.
With.
Yes.
And some of the things that are so misunderstood about him, he doesn't have the power to accomplish all the stuff.
That's true.
That people have the idea that he's going to get done.
Well, he's been given credit much for much more than he will ever accomplish. And, you know, when we look at the source of his assignment, it comes to us from Daniel 8:24, Revelation 13, verses 2 and 4. It is none other than Satan himself. And as we discussed last Friday, Satan is trying to enable him to do what Satan himself cannot do.
He can't have 1 ounce more authority than Satan does.
Not any.
He can't.
No.
No. And Satan lost his. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He can never regain what Jesus took away from him.
No. All he can do is through his cunning ability to lie to cause people to think he's got what he doesn't have.
Absolutely.
And so the Antichrist works with great deception as well. We know that he cannot be revealed. His personal identity cannot even be revealed until Jesus, by the Father's permission, has stepped out of heaven, descended into the earth's atmosphere, as the Apostle Paul describes it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16, 17, and 18, and shouts. And we know the shout from Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. Paul doesn't tell us what his shout is, but Revelation 4, 1 tells us it's come up here. And when he does this, all of the graves of the righteous around the world, all the way back to the time of Adam, are going to burst open. Those bodies are going to be resurrected to be reunited with the spirits that have been in heaven enjoying the very presence of the Lord and the fullness of joy. And in the next split second, those of us that are still alive, and I expect to be, we're going to be caught up with the resurrected ones in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And the scripture says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. And he has to return right back to heaven because he has responsibilities at the throne of God overseeing that seven-year period we know as the tribulation. And so when once we are all taken up, then and then only can the Antichrist be revealed. Then he can still, as we taught last Friday, he can still do nothing in his attempt to carry out a satanic assignment until Jesus, standing in front of the throne of God, Revelation chapters 5 and 6, opens the first seal of the scroll that the Father has handed him, and that releases the Antichrist and gets the seven-year period that we know as the tribulation underway.
Yeah.
Right. Someone asked me recently, why do you fellows always call that seven-year period the tribulation? I said, because that's the term Jesus gives it in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 29, where he says, and after the tribulation of those days. So we know that seven-year period to be a time of tribulation. It is a time in which Satan is doing everything he can to bring every item that he has used, every method that he has planned all together in one last great attempt to wrest control of this world away from God. And he simply cannot do it. In the majestic book of Revelation, in the 22 chapters of the book of Revelation, there are 55 references to Jesus carrying out divine assignments throughout the time frames covered by the book of Revelation. In those same 22 chapters, there are 55 references to angels carrying out divine assignments to the glory of God and to the difficulties of the Antichrist.
Yeah, the whole bunch are arrayed against him.
Absolutely.
He doesn't just stand up there and start bossing the world around.
No, he doesn't.
He's got major problems.
Our traditional theology has put the Antichrist on a pedestal and turned the world over to him. And we've been taught there's coming a one-world government. The Antichrist is going to rule the world. And we pointed out on Friday, that is not true. That is not Bible. That's traditional theology, but it is not Bible. And if you're a theologian sitting out there, this is what you learned in the seminary, so did I. And if this is what you've been teaching, so did I. But you go to your Bible, and you will not find one verse of Scripture outside of reading the assignment that Satan gives the Antichrist. But that's an assignment. It is not telling you that he will accomplish the assignment, and he can't because he has such powerful, awesome, continual opposition.
Hilton, did we not take that verse of Scripture by itself?
That's it.
And assume that God was giving him power to
do
this.
Yes,
we assumed that, didn't
that God was allowing him to do it. Yes.
And all the time it was Satan that was addressing.
That's absolutely the case. Now you see, one of the, as you know this, you've got a great biblical education,
And you know that one of the cardinal rules of theology is that you never take scripture out of context.
Yes.
And yet theologians are notorious for breaking their own rule.
And you let the Bible interpret itself.
You allow the Bible to interpret itself. But yes, we have taken the assignment that Satan gives the Antichrist that's found in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 7. We have lifted it totally out of context and run off with it as though this is what he's going to do. You know, I've got news for all the members of the United Nations. I hope a lot of them are watching today. You're doomed to utter failure. That organization will come to an end, and it's not going to be a glorious one. There isn't going to be a one-world government. And I've sometimes watched many of the members of the UN that can't even rule their own nations. What gives them the idea they think they can rule the world?
Oh, my.
Now,
there's been an attempt.
The
devil has attempted that.
Again.
Since the Garden of Eden.
Absolutely.
He's tried that over, and he raised up Nimrod.
That's
to do
right.
That. And nobody has ever done it.
No.
Not one human being since Adam.
That's right.
Transferred his authority.
Yes.
He's the only one that God ever gave authority over this
That's
whole
true.
Planet.
That's true.
And once he transferred it,
it's
all off. And then nobody ever gotten it done since.
No, sir.
And every one of them tried it. Communism tried it. Nazism tried
yep.
it. Fascism
yep.
tried it.
Yes.
Imperialism tried
yes.
it. They all tried it.
Every
some of them in good and some of them in bad, but they ain't never been able to
That's
get it
true. That's true.
There's a Waterloo waiting for them somewhere.
Every time. Every time. So the Antichrist is no different. Now, what we know is this.
That's just good news.
It's awesome news.
And
all the saints of God ought to know this. I pray that all of your viewers that have been watching so intently and taking notes and following us along and saying, I'd be glad when that set of tapes is available through the Copeland Ministry so I can really study it. I pray that they are just telling their friends and neighbors and all their church members, and if their pastor's not tuned in, that they've got him tuned in, because our ministers need to know the actual biblical truth concerning eschatology, the study of end time events. In fact, we have an Institute of End Time Studies. The next dates for us, they've slipped my mind. I know it's in February. Our Institute of End Time Studies meets every quarter, 4 days a quarter. It's open to those in the ministry. It's open to laymen to come into the Houston area and study with me 4 intense days from morning until evening.
Good, yeah.
And we call it the Institute of End Time Studies. And we study from 9:30 in the morning till 6 in the evening, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Let them get out of there in plenty of time to get back to their churches for the weekend.
Praise God.
And it is an awesome, awesome ability to dig in and find out exactly what the scriptures are saying.
Give us a synopsis here. So we have a first thing tomorrow.
All right.
We got about 5 minutes or so here, where Jesus opens that seal.
Yes.
The first seal, and once he's done that, that releases
the Antichrist.
The Antichrist, or what most people know as the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And to take us from there and just give us a moment by moment until
right.
and get us right up to where we are.
With the opening of the first seal releases the Antichrist, and then the second seal, the red horse rider, who takes peace from the earth. And the peace that he takes from the earth is not world peace, because there isn't going to be any world peace until Jesus Christ and you and
yeah.
I and all the saints come back here to reign for 1,000 years. But there is regional peace very visibly prophesied by the prophet Ezekiel and Jeremiah as well. But Ezekiel develops it. That's the peace that the red horse rider will destroy at the very beginning of that 7-year period we know as the tribulation. The third horseman is released, and he causes a shortage of food in various and sundry places around the world, not worldwide. The pale horse, the fourth one, is then set forth, and these four are identified within the church theology as the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and they ride throughout the 7-year period that we know as the tribulation. But we learn from Revelation chapter 6 and verse 8 that they have authority or power over only 1/4 of the earth. And when we go back into the 7th and 8th chapters of the book of Daniel, we discover that that area over which they have their greatest scope of influence will be the European, Mediterranean, North African, Middle Eastern area. That's all. We also discover from the 14th chapter of the prophecies of Zechariah that even of the nations over which they have influential control, there will be people that do not take the mark, do not worship his image, and survive that period and are alive to welcome the Lord Jesus back to the earth.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. It's just absolute so much proof that the Antichrist is Satan's master failure. Of all the failures he's had, boy, this is the biggest one he has ever had about to come off.
And he put everything he had in the
everything he had. Yes, sir. He bankrupts himself in this. And, you know, we ought to have known all along this is the case because Satan himself is a champion loser. And you say, what? He's a champion loser. All of you out there in television land that are born again and know the Lord Jesus Christ, he lost you.
He lost you.
It's time that we get others into the kingdom of God. He can't hold them back if you and I will be used of the Lord to reach them. So what we want to get into now and tomorrow is the fact that the Antichrist has awesome opposition throughout the entire seven-year period of his attempted reign. Awesome opposition. He has opposition from within his ranks. He has opposition from outside his ranks. He has opposition from God in the first half of the tribulation. He has opposition from God in the second half of the tribulation he can't handle. And we want to give the folks chapter and verse, not speculation. You haven't gotten any speculation out of us thus far, and you won't the rest of this week. What you're getting is thus saith the word of God, and I'm so delighted that God has filled us in with all the details.
Praise God. Now, we certainly, before this week's up, we want to get into the two witnesses and their outrageous.
Oh, yes, we ought to be there by the middle of the week.
Marvelous.
Oh, yes.
Move of the Spirit of God in ways that no human has ever laid eyes on in this planet.
That's true.
And
you know CNN's going to carry it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
If there's
the networks,
here.
The networks are going to carry it.
Yeah, it'll get out.
You know, all of the failure of the Antichrist will be carried by whatever networks are still working at that time for the people to see. It just puts God in a distinct advantage over his adversary, the
absolutely.
Devil.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Angels? Oh.
Yes.
Ministry of angels like never before.
So powerful.
And they've been holding back all this time.
Ministering spirits that you've preached about for years. I've heard you preach from Hebrews chapter 1.
Glory. Brother Sutton and I'll be back in just a moment.
There is a timeline.
There. Wow, that's like intense when you get them two going, isn't
it?
It is. Brother Copeland gets so excited about the word that he takes all the time. Now, there's 10 videos that are about that short where he talks about the Antichrist and the tribulation. We picked up right at the beginning of the tribulation here. And I thought this was the video where he talked more about Russia, but he didn't. That must have been on the one just before it. But it's all right. It's a great study. And the cool thing is every one of you can have it free of charge. It's in a playlist that I put together on our YouTube site. If you want me to send it to you in a messenger or email or something, then make sure you send me a messenger, and I will be glad to send that to you because I want you to be able to. Where did everybody go? Are they all still here?
I'm not sure.
Yes, I am.
Mary, there is the rest of them. I got you. I just had to get you all on the same page here. All right, go ahead.
I want that. I want it.
Okay.
I don't have to send you a message. Just give me. I want everybody else to think about it.
Say again?
If Jesus is coming before Easter, I want to know it.
If Jesus is coming before Easter?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know when Easter is, but
6 weeks.
I don't honestly, guys, myself, it could be any day. This can.
Sherry says hi. She's still here.
Hey, there's Sherry. Hi, Sherry. It's good to have you with us. I just lost you on my screen. That's all. I couldn't find where everybody was located. But you know, here's the thing. The stage is set. Russia is already moving.
Yeah.
Russia's already in a land grab. Now, you haven't seen Ethiopia and Libya get involved, but Syria is involved, and Iran is involved, and Turkey, you know, Russia and Turkey haven't necessarily been friends, but they're mutual enemies of Israel and the Jewish people. And, of course, they're mutual enemies of the Jewish people because they're all demon-possessed and they hate God. And so everybody's trying to be the next Napoleon. And I don't know. Some of them think they're going to get it done, but it's like in the Ukraine. If this is what Russia has for an attack plan, they're about as unorganized as you can imagine. I honestly did not expect to see that out of Putin, but that's just when you're demon possessed, you're dumb.
Yeah.
and you know, the devil's controlling you. So is he coming by Easter? I can't tell you by Easter. I can tell you the day and the hour. No man knows when nobody's expecting him. Now, everybody's expecting him right now. But we know this. We know that Russia is trying to grab that land. And they're grabbing it because the Ukraine has the ability to feed 600 million people. Of course, it only has that ability when it's under capitalism. It won't feed that many under communism because people don't work hard under communism. And
there was another country they were going after was Sweden. That was one, and I can't think of the other. It's next to Sweden he wants.
Well,
I read that tonight.
Well, when you start looking at it on a map, you just can tell he's got one thing on his mind, and that's world domination.
Yep.
And
Hitler had that plan too.
Yeah. Here, watch this, everybody. Let me see if I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
You do?
I do.
We have faith in that.
You've seen me do it many times.
We have.
There you go. You should be able to see a map of Russia and Europe. Let me see if I can get this out of the way. There you go. Is there no place to make it cover the whole screen? Evidently not. Well, I'm trying to stretch it. I'm stretching it. Everybody hang on. I'm stretching right now. It's being a little stubborn of allowing me to stretch like I want to. But anyways, it'll pop into its place here in a minute. the whole purpose of this is that I would be able to, that you and I would be able to see exactly what it is that God's doing. I mean, and what they're trying to do. Now, you can see the red dot there. That's the Ukraine. And if it would just pop back out a little bit, it'd get all them names off there so you could see the little nations. Belarus is to the north, then Lithuania, and, of course, Moldova is another one that is going to be in his way, and he's going to want to have that. But here's the deal with all of it. What he wants is that free access to come down. You can see Moscow up there to the top right. He wants to be able to just come right down into the Black Sea. The Black Sea leads him right into the Mediterranean Sea. Now, why are you giving me this trouble? Almost there. There you go. Get one more chunk out. Now you can see where the red dot is, where Ukraine is. Then if you go straight down, you can see Istanbul and Turkey. All right. Underneath Turkey is Syria. And then underneath Syria, you see Damascus and Beirut. Underneath Beirut, that's where Jerusalem. When you look at how big Israel actually is compared to the rest of the whole world.
Yeah.
Why in the world does the rest of the world want to have Israel? I mean, Russia's got 89,000 times more land than that. But it doesn't matter. They're demon-possessed. They hate God, and they hate Israel. So what you'll be able to see if you take the Ukraine and go straight down into the Black Sea, it doesn't name it, but that sea right below it is the Black Sea. There's a canal at Istanbul that they can go through. And then they're right into the Mediterranean Sea. And what Russia wants is to own all of that. Turkey, Georgia, Armenia, and then Syria. I mean, Russia and Syria is already in bed with each other major. And, of course, they believe they can have Beirut, Lebanon, and then Jordan. And they believe they can just overpower them. And they probably can because Russia is so huge compared to little Jordan. What does Jordan have? They got a lot of money because of oil, but they just don't have anything there. So what they're doing is their best to wipe out all of the earth. And I think it's very interesting that they're not allowing me to do any more with this map. There it goes. There it goes. Now you can see the other nations that's involved. Belarus, Lithuania, Poland. I mean, let's see if we can go out one more area. Latvia, Estonia, Denmark, of course, Russia. At the very top up there, Russia has moved down. There you go. Now you can see Egypt and Libya. Libya was named in the verses that's going to come against them. And so all Russia wants is access everywhere. And you can see as big as Russia is, how they could just roll over Europe. You and I know it won't happen because we know Bible prophecy. And God's going to wipe out Russia so that his work can be accomplished. Isn't that interesting? Anyways, I just thought I'd throw that up there. What nation did you say it was, Sunday?
It was Sweden. Sweden and I think Africa.
Yeah.
He wanted to take those.
Yeah. But see, what that's given him is the ability to own all the land, all the ocean,
yeah,
and then or the seas, and then he can do whatever he wants to do. Can you see this map, right?
Yeah.
All right. And you know, Slovakia is is like vibrating at us. Now, Sweden, Stockholm, Sweden, or Switzerland. Where's Switzerland at? Switzerland is the nation that they believe is where the Antichrist is going to set up. But, you know, Munich, Austria. I'm trying to go this way. I'm keep going. Everybody keep moving. All right, it's time to do communion. This is a fun study we're doing right now. I enjoy it. We're going to get there yet. See, there at Istanbul, right in the middle, there's a canal that goes through that, that joins the Caspian Sea and the Black Sea. And that way they can move their ships down out of Russia, and then they can come around the end of Turkey there and move right around over here into... And when you look at it, you're like, what does everybody want with Israel? Look how little it is. It's just tiny. It's just tiny. But that's how wicked man is. That's how determined they are to just...
That's how God shows himself.
And that's how God shows himself.
300 men to kill 52,000 and so see.
Now, let's see. How do I... Oh, I got to do this up here. Stop the share. There we go. Now I got to find all my friends again. Oh, where did my friend all go? There's Sherry. There we go.
Mary says, how will God take out Russia and what is the Temple Mount?
The Temple Mount is the place. Somebody just left Mary Phyllis Sunday. Roger. Come on back, Roger, Roger. The Temple Mount is where the temple is at in Israel. It's in Jerusalem. And it's where the Gold Dome building is. It's what Islam wants. I think Islam actually controls it right now. That was the mountain which the temple was built on. And then it was destroyed in 70 AD. And Herod had built a temple there, and then it was torn down by the Romans, and then I'm going to test my, everybody just pause for a minute.
Sorry.
Sister Lan will do some talking while I'm going through my book here. This is what Solomon's temple looked like. Which way do I have to go?
There you go.
So that's what Solomon's temple looked like. Look at the gold and everything that's on it.
God likes beautiful things and everything very much in order. We're learning that reading through the Bible.
It's just absolutely beautiful. And then Herod's temple, I have that right here. I have a picture of Herod's temple right here. There we go. Now help me with this one, too.
Go up a little bit more. Can't see the face of it at all.
Really?
Yeah. There. There's
this.
You can see the whole layout there.
That's what Herod built. Because he wanted the Jewish people to be in agreement with him. And it was beautiful. You can see the layout of it and how it would have been you know, with all that gold, it would shine and glisten.
Oh, my goodness.
In the sun, it was just amazing. Those columns, they say, were 120 feet tall.
Nice little shanty sack.
A nice little shanty shack. And, of course, the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom. Well, we're having all kinds of fun.
Yeah. Mary says, my sister is saying the Temple Mount has to be rebuilt. So before him.
Yep. And yeah, the scholars go both ways on that, too. But what we got to have is chapter and verse. Because speculation is only about what you don't know. I am not prepared with Temple Mount verses right now tonight. I have been all over so many places tonight that I do know how to get you born again right now, but maybe not a bunch of other stuff. And I know how to receive communion, and it's time for us to receive communion. And then if you want to go into more with Dr. Sutton, then we could also do that too. But that's up to you. It is now 9:45 in the wonderful land of North Dakota, and 10:45 for all you all Easterners. And I know that, you know, some of you say it's like Saturday night. What difference does it make? It doesn't. It doesn't. And we're going to have communion this morning with read the word, people. And I just don't want you falling asleep with your communion juice in your hand.
Yes,
spilling it on your computer.
Messy, yeah.
So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. My goodness, did we do some stuff tonight, Lord? Well, did you do some stuff tonight? Shouting glory with Chris and his home. Wow, thank you for that testimony. Lord, that we blessed Harmony, who've lost, had so many people cross over in this last little bit of time. Prayed for everyone who has a loved one on the other side now. Talked and read the beautiful, majestic word of God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are and for what you are doing in our lives. We receive your mighty word. We're not going to be afraid because we know that, look up, our redemption's drawing nigh. If it's tonight, if it's tomorrow, we're ready and we're going. And we thank you for it. Guide us, Lord. Help us be faithful to the end. Receive our worship tonight, and we receive your glory that's in these communion elements. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. All right, the new covenant worship. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, his death, burial, resurrection, his sinless life, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, Jesus, so are we in this world. Verse 18. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in love. Thank you, Jesus. And now, for those of you that might be new to us, we receive communion like this every night, and we welcome you to partake of it with us. Verse 28 tells us, let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. The examination process is for you and I to examine ourselves, to see if we're in the Lord. It's a great thing to do, to look at, inside your heart and say, where am I at? Do I have a bitterness? Do I have an anxiety, hurt feeling towards somebody? And then to allow God to heal us of anything in our lives. Thank you, Lord, that we get to live white as snow, free from guilt and condemnation. And don't you love it? We're going to pray the prayer of salvation right now. This should be the prayer to examine yourself. And what is it? Lord, I need you in my life right now. That's your prayer. Whether you've been here every night for the last 2 years, whether you're new to this, and this is the first time you ever received communion online, maybe you've never received communion ever, this is the prayer of salvation, and you'll be right with God. Pray it with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And that you rose again on the third day.
And that you rose again on the third day.
Taking all of my sins away.
Taking all of my sins away.
Put your hands out and just say it. I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life, Lord.
In every way.
In every way.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen. Welcome to the family of God. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer, may I be the first to say, welcome. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light that fast. Why? Because Jesus, the light of the world, just came to live inside it. You went from fear to faith. Fear because sin produces death and hell. So now you got fear, but Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, just came to live on the inside of you. And guess what that is? That turns you into faith. You went from your sin, which you can't beat. None of us could. Nobody. To Jesus' righteousness. And when he gave you his righteousness, it literally becomes your DNA. And what's amazing about that is now his righteousness obliterates all sin in your life. I love it. Father looked over to Jesus and said, adopt them into the family. And you are now heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. How cool is that? You are literally now a child of God. Everything Jesus has access to, so do you. Because in heaven, Jesus is the Son of God. A human, a man born of woman, and yet the divine Son of God. And he's our elder brother. You might say, Pastor, that's a whole lot of stuff. I didn't even know all that was happening. I know. Isn't God wonderful? You open the door, just crack the door that much, and he will just come in all of his fullness and power and glory. You may even experience like a warm glow or a rush of emotion that come over you, maybe tears. That's because God Almighty just filled your whole being. How cool is that? That's amazing. From this day forward, walk with him. When you wake up in the morning, pray this simple prayer. Pray it with me. Say, Jesus, help me walk with you today. Thank you. I receive it. I mean, it's literally, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And the only thing you ever got to do is just learn how to make it happen. And then he's going to live in you. They put the email address and website in there so you can contact me. Shoot me an email. Say, Pastor, I prayed the prayer today. And you shoot me an email, I'll send you one. I don't spam you because if I send you spam, then God's going to send me 100-fold return spam. And I don't want that. So I'm only going to send you what you've asked for and be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Tell me your story. Give me a prayer request. We'll be glad to help you. The website has the communion service on it. Even if you're not able to be with us, go there. And in the near future, we're going to have a bunch of different playlists on there, so you'll be able to search by topic exactly what it is that you're looking for, so that you can grow together in the things of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive the communion elements. Grab your phone, take it to the kitchen, get you some bread and grape juice, or if you don't have grape juice, just use water. And then get some grape juice for next time. Here we go. Pray this with me. I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my
nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplied.
Every joint supplied.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Let's receive its broken body together. Thank you, Lord. You were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace is on you. Thank you, Lord. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. All my Zoomers, pray with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
every sin
has been placed in remission,
in my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become
and
new.
I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is
cast down forever.
Is cast down
and
forever.
There's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
In my life.
In my life.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be awesome, Phyllis, if Jesus came back on Easter Sunday?
Amen.
All right, so what was the song we was learning last night?
Oh, my goodness.
The Blood of Jesus song.
The one that Mary had mentioned, are you washed?
Yeah. Uh-oh, I didn't look up the words. Nope, I don't have them. All right, well, we'll sing our other song. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Precious blood of the Lamb. Today, we receive an amazing gift from our dear brother, Roger Oxen. Because Roger's always hearing me drum on the desk. So he bought me a set of
bongos. Are those cool or what?
And he even put my name on it and Leanne's name on it. Would you be free from your burden of sin? Power in blood, power in blood. Would you or evil a victory win? Wonderful power in the blood. Brother Roger, can't tell. I love him, brother.
I think he went to sleep on us.
All right.
They really do sound great.
They really do sound great. Thank you, brother. I love it. From now on, we're going to have a Power in the Blood, drum, bongo, congo, duet. Oh, no, I saw you guys were on your mics, but I couldn't hear anybody while we was on communion.
Either.
Not sure what that is. Somebody say something again.
What is
going on with that? Can't hear what you're saying, Sunday. I can see your mic is talking, but... My mic's all the way up.
Isn't that something? Yeah, we can't
hear it all. Roger, say something, buddy.
Did we wake you up?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we can't hear you either. Right?
Can't hear either of you.
What is that about? Huh?
Well, you guys can do a whole lot of talking right now. You might be able to hear each other, but we can't hear you at all. But we sure do love you.
Bummer that we can't hear you.
And that's probably nothing more than I just going to have to turn off the computer and turn it back on.
Or did you turn volumes down or change anything when you put the videos up?
No.
Can you guys hear us, Roger? Shake your head yes or no.
We can't hear what you're saying, but type in there if you can.
Yeah.
I show my mic working, but I show their mic working too.
Yeah.
And you see that, the mic going up and down?
Sunday, because she can hear us. Huh. Both audio and video are not working. I can hear you. Huh. Well, did you get to hear the bongos, Roger? They sound so good. We love them.
I don't know when I turned it off. I turned it off, right? Isn't that something?
Now, I can see Phyllis's screen just lit up like she was talking too, but I cannot hear her. Huh.
Well, all right. So everybody that's there, we sure do love you. Thanks for being with us tonight. I don't think we're going to go any farther, but I'll make sure each of you get this videos so you can study them.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you're going to really enjoy that study. That's really weird.
It is weird.
Let's try this. Roger, I just muted you. Now I'm going to unmute you. Ask to unmute. Now do it again. Isn't that just something?
Huh.
Well, all right. So everybody on YouTube, Facebook Live, we love you. Thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for not getting all freaked out about our just relating to one another. And audio and video muted by the host. Did we like?
And I don't show anything on my screen that says.
All right, wait, let's try this. Mute all. Allow. All right, now try to unmute. Ask all to unmute. There you go. Now I just ask all y'all to unmute. You might say, well, Pastor, why don't you learn this some other time than right now? Because this is the only time it's happened is right now.
Yeah, we've never had it mute everybody like this before. Isn't that something?
Thank you, Brother Dan. Love you, man. I didn't see if you raised your hand, but if you want to talk and preach, we can let you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless you, man. Love you. All right. Well, that's it, guys. Here we go. Thank you for your help. Type to them and ask the Zoomers to stay with us when we turn off the other streams. See if that has any effect on it. Till we see you again, it's what we have to say. Remember this.
We love you.
We do love them.
And God loves
and he
you.
Loves them.
And Jesus.
And Jesus
is Lord.
Thank you, Dan. Bless you, man. All right, can you guys hear now? Or they can hear me?
Yeah, they said they could hear before. We just can't hear now.
That's just weird. Because I didn't mute all anybody, except that one time when I was just practicing here.
Folks would like to unmute. I'd like you to unmute. If I unmute, it will squeal.
Try it. No.
Says I'm unmuted.
All right. There. All right. Now I should be back. Can you hear me now?
Isn't that just